biggest problem over in using occupational license.
Other than
juggle, at least juggle her elbows a little bit.
You know, the board would have functioned twice as well if they just had a little backup.
Oh, sure.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, the whole thing would work a lot. Would work.
It might not be anymore.
Why?
Well, because I don't see that we've got Joe McKinney.
This is what we can't do without Joe, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Ken, what's the situation with that? Is he gonna go along now?
Well, the bill is out of
Commerce,
and it's I don't know. to ask whether or not they got it ready in the finance yesterday. I don't know if they did it before their bill reading session.
Mm-hmm.
But. He'd expressed some reservations about the medical board thing, and I prefer not to deal with it until I get another chance to talk to him.
Okay.
But I think we can handle
Do we have a recorder running?
Yes, we do.
All right. Since you have the gavel, would you like to call a meeting to order?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. We'll call the meeting of the pre-conference to order on the health boards. Present, we have Senator Sturgiolowski, Senator Fahrenkamp, Representative Oscar Beck, myself, Representative Mullen, and Representative Battersworth. And at this time, we'll turn the chair of the meeting over to Senator Sturgiolowski.
Please, Wendell.
Good. Do you want to sit over there?
You can sit over there.
Okay, here. We've got the same packet. So we find out where we are. We have two things you'll be dealing with. One, I've just passed out some information on the free conference committee substitutes, and they'll give the extension. You should also have in your packet the actual Practice Act bill. And we have four boards. Why don't we start with the optometry board? Representative Malone, could you bring us up to date about what happened yesterday and if that has any impact on what we do? As I understand, the Practice Act on Optometry moved out of House Commerce. So how does that affect your position on the extension of this board? Does that automatically mean that you're happy with the extension of the Optometry Board?
happy is too strong a word, I think, Madam Chairman, but subject to the concurrence of the other House members of the conference committee, and on this board, that's Representative Bettesworth. I don't see any particular problems with the extension. There were some minor amendments made to the Senate bill in the House Commerce Committee, if I recall correctly, dealing with two areas. The mental examinations that are required in provided for under the changes in the law provided in the Senate bill, and I think also
what was that again?
Yes, they have the bill there.
Mm-hmm.
Which bill are we looking at?
All right. Now we're talking about the Practice Act bill on the optometry. That's committee substitute for Senate Bill 551.
Yes.
And the extension is the FCC for Senate Bill 243.
Right. If I could ask Mr. Paul Cannell, he's got the amendments there that were made in House Commerce.
An optometry.
Optometrist.
551.
Members here. The House Commerce Committee on page 2 of the committee substitute for Senate Bill 551, they deleted the authority of the board to order a mental examination of the licensee, specific authority set out in the. And deleted the words on page one, and the public interest. I wasn't present for this action. Refer to Mr. Osterback, Mr. Bettisworth. What was the deletion of public interest for?
Yeah, I hadn't found my bill. Didn't figure the public interest had anything to do with it.
Margo, do you have a comment?
My recollection of the conversation and discussion on that was that members felt that it was redundant to health and safety in this particular case.
Madam Chairman, I would tend to agree with that. I find no problem with deleting that.
Nor with the deletion of the mental exam. I think if it passes all of the rest, I don't have any problem with that either.
Well, yeah. That one bothers me a little bit, because if a person, instead of the capacity to practice safely is an issue, then that part bothers me. I'd like to have a little further clarification as to why that would be.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Yeah, we had some discussion on this in the committee there, and the reason for deleting the words mental examination, I think, is just that the committee wasn't convinced that with the other requirements set out in the law that particular was necessary.
Am I correct that that's the only board that has that particular,
no.
Or other boards have it?
No. And
the
Commerce Committee changed that.
And we've changed most of them.
I see.
It's just more mental.
It's the only one they can.
But they leave the, but you deleted the whole thing, mental capacity. How will it read now?
Read order licensee to submit to a reasonable physical examination.
If his capacity to practice safely is an issue.
Just move or mental or mental in both places.
His physical capacity.
And all boards were changed, the ones that you have left. Some.
Right.
Excuse me. Would that be. Same
thing be handled under 6, line 12 on page 2. Madam Chairman, that deals with professional competency. I'm not sure it's exactly the same thing. I think the committee felt it was probably covered under, anything might come up there, it's probably covered under line 17-18. I might also note that, and I should have noted before, that the language on lines 10 and 11, I believe, is also deleted. Now, the reason for that was that they wanted to make sure that the board stayed within the law in prescribing licensing requirements.
All right, that particular one is a limiting. I think we've done that in other things where they're not, in some of the other regulatory boards that are not health boards. The fear was that you're giving so much power there that you don't want to give unlimited power. All right, the one at issue then, and I think that's would be about the mental exam. I wonder as a practical matter if that's ever been exercised, and if there aren't other ways, if somebody's obviously got a screw loose to handle that. That's what we're talking about, isn't it? Is there a way you could keep somebody from being licensed that obviously had a mental problem?
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
In discussion on removing that, there are other paragraphs in the bill and we felt that they could to handle a mental problem. A couple of members felt pretty strongly about that.
I should say also that I did.
You want to see the deletion.
In fact, in the first bill, I believe it was my
Well, I don't.
Chairman, if you feel that strongly about it, do it.
Is anyone prepared to make a motion to act on the free conference committee substitute for Senate Bill number 243?
Madam Chairman, if there is no objection, I would move that we report out free conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 243. I would like some discussion on the motion.
All right. Representative Moore?
Discussion on this with to Representative Osterbeck and Bettisworth. On this particular board, and some of these boards we have, well, I guess I think there's only one I've identified, and that's the medical board for sure. On some of these boards we have some outstanding issues that may be major. But on most of them I think that the differences are at this point between the approach in the House and the Senate minor. Do you see any problem with the continuation of the optometry board with regards to the changes in the law that the House and the Senate consider necessary if the board's extended? I think this was one of the boards that, if I remember correctly, on my analysis sheet in front of me, that the House is going to do away with last year, and separate from that, that question. So,
anything further on that? We have a motion then to adopt the free conference committee report. All those in favor, signify by raising your hands. Everybody's raising a hand and nodding a head. No objection. Motion carried. It's our intention, if we can get this taken care of, to have this on the Senate floor today. Representative Malone, how does that look at on your side? Is there any possibility that we could perhaps get the same kind of action over there, or do you generally give notice and bring that back at a subsequent agenda?
Madam Chairman, I couldn't promise you that it would come up today. Normally. Normally, if anybody asks for days delay in consideration of a conference report they've just seen for the first time, normally granted it unless time is very pressing.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, in this particular case, I don't see anybody for any particular reason why someone would want to do that, but I would anticipate the House would either act up today or on Monday.
Okay, however, that goes.
I want a clarification now. Are we accepting in the House amendments to the 551?
It would be
premature.
Well, that bill will come back over for our concurrence. But I think if we have major problems with that, we should do it now. I don't think we want to see a free conference committee, if we can avoid it, on the Practice Act. There's always a chance, of course, that the House is going to amend more, I would think, on the floor. Isn't that true, Representative Moore?
Madam Chairman, the form in which the bills came out of the Commerce Committee agreed to expedite the thing by attaching the amendments rather than preparing committee substitutes. So each amendment will be considered separately on the floor. If the Senate does not concur in all the amendments adopted by the House, it still doesn't necessarily mean there's conference committee is necessary. The Senate has the option of concurring in some of the separate amendments and not in all of them. And that would give an opportunity to review, for the House to review again some of the amendments.
If that comes back with.
Suppose there were amendments 1, 2, and 3 on a bill, and the Senate concurred in amendments 1 and 2 and not in amendment number 3. House at that point have the option of receding from that amendment.
That's right.
Without going to conference.
Well, I just thought if it wasn't likely the same group will be on the conference, mm-hmm. And I don't have any major problems with it.
But
could be the same group on the conference because of new bills.
I appreciate your comments on that. I had forgotten that we would have an opportunity to vote on each, you know, to concur or not concur with each amendment. So that gives us additional protection then if on those items.
And I think we could carry it on oral, like just by saying that, we felt that those points were covered as parts of the legislation.
Madam Chairman?
Representative Long?
Yeah. Normally, just to little parliamentary review. Normally, motions concur in all the amendments, and if the Senate wishes to do other than that, then the motion on that action needs to be amended to state the specific amendments.
Separation of the.
Because when they get the bill, it's engrossed, but the amendments themselves, Senate may choose to concur in some and not all the amendments. It's not a usual procedure that's used between the two houses, but has been used with success sometimes in the past.
Very good. That's I think we'll make note of that when it those come over. Betty, would you like to sign?
There's some pens right there you could share with right here, honey.
Yeah. All right, the next item be the dental board. What's the problem?
Nothing, Madam Chair.
Don't want to talk about teeth this early in the morning?
We're just looking at pencils.
Oh, that's new, isn't it? Somebody must have been happy about something. Okay.
There's worse things that they could do, like passing some of the bills. I agree with that.
All right, let's take a look at the dental bill. That'll be the Free Conference Committee extension, or 246, that speaks to the extension. Calls for them to be up for sunset on June 30th, 1982, and we'd be looking then at committee substitute for Senate Bill number 561. How did Commerce treat the dental board?
Okay, Madam Chairman, committee substitute for Senate Bill 561 is amended by the Senate. Again, the Commerce Committee extracted the language on mental examinations. The other change that was made, and I think that this change is made in several of the bills, but with reference to 561, there was an objection to the language on page 4 of the bill under, as appears in bill lines 27 to 28, where it says grounds for disciplinary action, including failure to keep informed or use current professional theories or practices. The reason for the, I think the major reason for the committee objection to that section was that had to deal with the words or use, and that a theory isn't necessarily something that you want to immediately put into practice. I think it's fair to say there's some difference of opinion on the House Commerce Committee as to how much of that language should be retained, although we decided to take out the whole subsection 6B. And the only thing I can say about it is that that was committee action. It might be possible to get that modified for final passage to read failure to keep informed of current professional theories and practices, which is, I think, in accord with the provisions of the bill that provide for continuing education. But I think that's probably a fairly substantial change in the bill.
Mm-hmm. Senator?
It seems to me that I remember a great deal of discussion on that in Hess, and here's where I think we could call in some help. And that was one that caused the problem in committee meetings, was it not?
I remember that there was some discussion of it, and I think the discussion did go around using theories.
also, as I recall, I think you're right, Betty, there was concern about anybody's ability to know everything and how do you judge that. So it was a question of, that's great in theory, but in practice, how do you judge whether a person has kept that up or not?
Madam Chairman, I can see, and I know what was attempted to do there, and that was keep people current and not let them stagnate as far as modern or new techniques, et cetera, et cetera. But I can see where that could be a hangnail in any of the operations.
Any comment, Al or Bob?
No.
Were those the only changes in the bill board?
Yes, they were.
Personally, I would like to see something relating to that in, but perhaps with a modification. And I would be willing to wait until we see that amendment, or you know, see it as it comes across. But I don't see delaying action because of it.
Then there was no change in reciprocity or.
Well, of course, it does call for credentialing, as you know, and that was accepted. Was there anything else, you?
No, there were other changes in the legislation.
Mm-hmm. In your review, your only problem had been the reciprocity question. I think that's been spoken to. Is that correct?
Madam Chairman, the major, I think the major concern the House had expressed in this legislation was the need to have the entry of Dennis into Alaska by the method of endorsement and credentials.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to ask for comments from Representative Osterbeck, who is particularly concerned with this legislation.
Representative Osterbeck?
Well, we didn't make just a couple of changes we made there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else looks all right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm satisfied with that.
Representative Malone?
Madam Chairman, I'm satisfied with the bill too. I the provisions for licensing by credentials, the provisions for under which dental students may perform procedures under the supervision of faculty or a team of licensed faculty dentists. I think cover the concerns of the main areas of concerns we had in the House, and that was that the way the current law was working, at least as perceived by the committee under the board, was that it was making it difficult for certain sectors of the state population, certain areas, to obtain adequate dental
mm-hmm.
services.
Prepared to act on the pre-conference committee report, Senate Bill 246.
Yes. Madam Chairman, I move that we pass out the pre-conference committee report.
All right, let's call motion to adopt the pre-conference committee report for the extension of the Board of Dental Examiners. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Note that Senator Bennett is on hand.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Opposed? Hearing none, the report is adopted.
Madam Chairman?
Representative Long?
I would like to say I really think that the work that was done on this bill came to a very good job.
I will pass that along to the number of people involved are here, along with Senator Hackney's very excellent staff. All right, we have the next item of business of that report's being signed, the medical board. Were we able to contact contact Representative McKinnon? All right. Why don't we take up then the veterinary examiner's board, and that will be your extension pre-conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 247. The Practice Act change on that is Senate Bill 584. Had you had acted on the veterinary bill, had you, in Commerce?
I don't think we have that one in Commerce.
It's in Hess. You have not acted on that.
Maybe, Madam Chairman, you could review that legislation for us a little bit.
Here, let's get this. Margo, could you give a brief overview on the veterinarian or not? This was adopted by the Senate on the 16th and sent to Hess.
The first thing that was changed in this bill from the current statute is the board was increased from 3 to 5 members. Then some other sections were boilerplate, like removing causes for removal of board members. The number of meetings was increased from 1 to 3 because that's what they're currently funded to get.
Excuse me, just a moment. Representative Malone?
Madam Chairman, I don't want to unnecessarily interrupt Janet, but I was going to suggest perhaps the reports that when they are signed, if one of either Margo or Paul could make the appropriate copies so that at least they would be available for action by the two houses. Houses meeting at 9 this morning, so so that the clerks and members could have copies. Thank you.
All right, fine. We'll work on that as soon as they're signed.
In Section 6, the powers and duties of the board were increased.
I'm sorry.
To include establishing standards for the practice of veterinary medicine and to adopt regulations to require continuing competency for relicensure. It enumerates what should be included in the board's annual report to the Commerce Committee or to the Commerce Department. It also provides for the regulation or the registration of veterinary technicians, which is a new group of veterinary auxiliaries that are now in school, and they're having a little problem with veterinary technicians working in the bush and veterinarians giving them license to practice certain types of medicine with the in attendance with the veterinarian or when the veterinarian is not in attendance, and they would like to have the ability to establish standards for that type of delegation.
May I interrupt?
Senator, go ahead.
I think, is this not one of those, Janet, that with increasing the number of meetings of the board or bringing that up to that, that the fees were raised and so forth, so that it's taken care of?
Mm-hmm. The examination section was changed so that there are two types of examination given by this board, a national board and a standardized state written examination. The board went from an exam that they wrote themselves to an examination that they subscribed to from the National Testing Agency. The National Board tests school subjects, and the state standardized written examination tests practical skills, the ability and then the board also wanted to be able to conduct a practical demonstration of skills if they wanted to, and so there's a provision for that too.
Not locked, is it?
This act also provides for graduates of foreign veterinary school, and a new section was added for temporary licenses. Currently, the board has the power to grant a temporary license if the applicant has taken the examination. It used to take a long time before the results of that examination were made available. So the board used to issue temporary licenses to take care of that slack. come and conduct the practice of a licensed veterinarian in this state in that veterinarian's absence. And that's been a problem, especially with veterinarians who work in the bush. They've not had, they can't pull one of their friends in from the city because their friends in the city are already working. So sometimes they'll bring in people from their veterinary school or people with them.
Yeah, on this issue of licensing, these boards generally, but particularly doctors, dentists, veterinarians, what was that? Was there any discussion of the idea of providing for licensing by endorsement credentials?
There's a provision. This board already had licensing by credentials, and this was clarified.
Other questions?
The disciplinary sanctions are the same as both. Fees were increased. Page 6. The grounds for imposition of disciplinary sanctions are the same, and the Commerce for Defense Committee will probably may want to make the same changes there. The definitions have changed a little. Not too much, I don't think. The practice of veterinary medicine has been expanded. It was in another section, and now it's very compact and quite lengthy, however. But it, one of the things it does do is make provision for exemption of those people who do artificial insemination, so that those people are not practicing. The board does not consider those people to be practicing veterinary medicine, whether they do it for compensation or not for compensation.
We're talking about cows, are we?
Any means of artificial insemination, but the major concern for most people was that of cows and the dairy herds.
Yeah, that, I remember that discussion.
So they're exempted now.
Or buffalo.
We got enough buffalo.
No, we don't.
Are there questions?
Madam Chair.
First, any more?
Yeah, Madam Chairman, since we have bill providing for termination or extension in committee, I don't have any objection to proceeding with the legislation. What I would like to do is, when that legislation, when the conference reports, report to the House, to I will have to review that with the chairman of the House Committee on Health, Education, Social Services, Representative Buckle, I think before the House act on that extension bill, so that her committee will have a chance to express an opinion on it.
But you would be willing to go ahead
take
and handle,
care of,
take
of
care
procedure.
Of it here as a matter of the, that the Senate could act, and you then review it before bringing it to the floor.
Right.
All right. Is there a discussion on the free conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 247?
Madam Chair, what's the number of that Senate bill number?
The Senate bill free conference number is 247,
right.
And it's the Practice Act is Senate Bill 584.
Madam Chair, I think it's worthy of note here that this is the one of the boards that's reviewed 85.
Right. The extension is until 1985. Is anyone prepared to make a motion?
I'll move on.
All right, we have a motion to report the bill out. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Objection? Hearing none, the report ready for signature. Senator Bennett, do you have, I noticed you haven't signed the two earlier conference reports. We'd hope to get those to the floor, but if you have problems, we'd certainly understand that. Holding off. You need to talk a bit on those.
Right.
Do you want to bring up any discussion now on those bills?
I hate to, because of my tardiness, I hate to hold up the committee, but I do have specific questions with reference to 243 optometry. I whispered to that there was an amendment.
Okay.
Could I need to know.
Sure.
What that amendment is.
Let's take a look at 243. we could. There were all of these, the Practice Act bills moved out of Commerce yesterday, and there were some amendments. They had deleted, do you have a copy of the bill there?
2.3.
Okay, on
314.79.
It'll be Committee Substitute Consent Bill 551. You have that?
551.
Optometry.
Okay. On line, page 1, line 18, they deleted "and the public interest," because that's the whole purpose behind all of the boards. They took out the, on page 2, they took out mental examination and mental capacity. It would still, that they could have a reasonable physical exam. And the reason, there have been a lot of discussion on that, had been that, and you'll see that in the other boards, they've taken out that that provision too, that they felt that was adequately handled in other parts of the bill, that, and we would also have an opportunity when this Practice Act came across to act separately on those amendments if we saw any that created a problem. I think that was a major thing on optometry, was it not? All right, on page 2, line 10, a deletion of section 5, establishing any requirements for licensing which are in addition to those established in the chapter, and I think this would gladden your heart. In other words, it limits the board to the statutory authority. Are there other questions? Okay. Okay, so that takes care then of three board extensions, optometry, dental, and veterinary, and possibly if we can, we can get those to the Senate this morning, although the time is going to be very short.
Could we run those three in now while we...
Yeah, if we, as soon as we have a signature, we'll give it a try. Representative Malone, could we catch that? I'd love to hear your conversation. I'm very frankly more interested in that than the subject. forgive the levity.
You shouldn't say that.
We won't be able to act then on the medical board, and I believe that's the and the psychology board we still have before us, so we can't unfortunately act on those today. We had a few housekeeping amendments that I'd like to bring up if we could. If we could pass those out. This, if the committee wishes, would, just in our review of the sunset legislation, we came up with three areas that would not actually produce the final, any final legislation. It would be just a recommendation that they would look at these, whoever would be interested to follow this up, I assume next year, of changes that might be made. We're using the word, for example, in item 1 of expiring, when possibly we should be terminating. Margo, we're on the discussion of the housekeeping amendments. And just a weakness in the statutory language as to what happens when the legislature does not comply with AS 4466050D. Could you cite that reference for us, Margo?
In the materials on the table are the statutory citations.
which has to do with the whole thing of the legislative oversight. And item three, I think, is probably self-explanatory. And also, item four, there's been some confusion about both the committees last year, House and Senate Commerce, actually did work during the interim, but there's no reference made to that kind of interim work, and it might be an area for clarification in the legislation. None of these, I think, are major, but they're just perhaps oversights or weaknesses in the bill. You feel it's of sufficient merit to send those along?
Madam Chairman?
Representative Malone?
Go over item three here.
Okay.
This states that the legislature intends the boards identified in 4466010 be, I think it should be affected by the wind down period, but at any rate, in the same way as Title VIII boards, then recommends that the word otherwise be deleted. And what does that refer to specifically?
Margo, I don't have any backup on that in this file.
I believe I can explain that. Because of the way in which the legislation was originally passed, while the wind down period is specified for a group of the occupational licensing boards, it isn't specified for the other agencies which are reviewed. And so that it's unclear.
Like the Transportation Commission.
Yeah, it's unclear whether they actually have a wind down period or not. And the intent of that is just that that should be clarified whether they did or not. The otherwise language says that unless otherwise.
Otherwise, just means that they aren't crippled during the wind down period.
They have the full powers, right? Is anyone interested in sending this through as a letter of intent as a part of this committee? Representative Malone?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. The none of these things. Data 2, 3, and 4 are covered in our sunset law, and I think they should be item 4. There was work done during the last interim, but what the whether that's anticipated in the statute isn't clear. There's a silent fact. Statute doesn't deal with that idea at all. Although it's a good idea if the sunset reports are available and work can be put in on those things. I think the statute should be amended to allow that provision. It would be better to settle item 3 by legislative action rather than judicial action. And the same thing, I guess, goes for 2. And although I think probably only the legislature can settle 2.
Prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, Madam Chairman, I would move that we include this letter as part of the conference report on the sunset work to the two houses.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the letter of intent then will be forwarded. We had, send that around. Next item, Representative Malone?
Maybe one step further on this. I think it'd be worthwhile for us to request draft the legislation to accomplish these 4 things. Not necessarily included as part of the report, but
Well, there is the,
Then do we go ahead with this?
Yes, we could do that and go ahead and have those drafted to see what opportunity there might be for,
Madam Chairman?
Action. Representative Malone?
Yeah, my intent in that is if we could get a, if it's possible, to have a draft that's, in reasonably good shape, that at our next meeting, we might possibly include that as part of the report as a follow-up, so that the people could see just exactly what we're talking about.
All right, let's, take just a second here. We, obviously are not going to be able to, finish the agenda. Just a recap, for at least the Senate conferees, we have the medical board, a slightly different membership on the House side, by one member. Instead of Representative Osterbach, it's Representative McKinnon. We need to resolve that. We need, again, the Senate has the same, conferees on the psychology board, and we need to, discuss that. Am I correct? We need psychology. Nursing home administrators, hopefully, when the Senate yesterday passed House Bill 447, that will be adopted by the House, so it will not, have to go to free conference. And then the matter of the, Representative Buchholz has the Practice Act change there. For this, group of, free conference committee members, I would hope that we would be able to complete our work by addressing the revision, if we feel it's, appropriate, to the sunset process and also the complaint processing. And, I think, on that maybe we could schedule one more brief meeting and handle the work of this body. I think we could do that on Monday. I don't see those as being critical. I think the medical board and the psychology board are the two that we have yet to do. Does that sound reasonable?
Are you going to put the medical board off the Monday?
Well, I hope we can do it today, but I haven't, you know, Representative McKinnon was notified. I think we'll have to, what do you think on that, Representative Malone? Is there any chance of addressing that today? I'd love to.
I don't know the answer to that question right now. I'll find out when I talk to Representative McKinnon.
Would you be available, Don and Betty, if we could schedule a brief, meeting to handle the medical board?
Yeah, I've got ombudsman interviews starting at 1:30 for the rest of the
day. At 1:30.
So definitely before that.
Okay. I wonder if there's any chance if we could shoot, if there's any a possibility of handling the rest of this. It would be excellent if we could, say, shoot for 1 o'clock, unless, there's a problem. Could we put it in that positive sense that we'd do it at 1?
Could we do it earlier than that?
Let's see how long the sessions last. Yeah, our session in the House may run a little while.
Mm-hmm. Paul?
You after adjournment, you guys are going to meet in Commerce.
Well, could we ask the, you to check with Representative McKinnon, direct the staff, get a note to us, and hopefully we can complete the work of this committee, today. Let's, and then see if we have to see if there's a room available and so on. All right, the, we'll wait then until we get word back. Meeting is adjourned.
What?
Well, earlier we can do it. Margot, could I leave this for some kind of order here, okay?
Is this Richard's scheduled day for?
Huh?
Is this scheduled day for?
8:30, but they got back.
No,
people should leave our property at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. And
okay.
I ask if they check. Sorry, Don.
Well, that's 3 more.
Let's see, what do I need? If we could get Thelma going, it'd be great.
Where's your man?
Thank you.
propose that a report submitted and no to a committee, and no report comes back.
A couple of things that I think are, would be particularly beneficial to see changed would be, done by
figure out what cases are covered, right? So the committee gets a report on sunset. They don't do anything with it. Well, I think that should sunset anyway. But should they be sunset if there's no legislative budget audit?
I
don't think they're intended to give the Legislative Budget Audit Committee that
exemption,
that power.
Position in the practice of medicine.
Nonetheless, that makes sense at work. That'd be sunset anyway.
Regardless of what